the IELTS podcast. Learn from tutors and ex-examiners who are masters of IELTS preparation. Your host, Ben Worthington.
10 tools for self-study IELTS students. Hello there, IELTS podcast listeners. In this tutorial, I'm going to be sharing 10 very valuable tools to help you in your IELTS preparation journey. Now, they are not only going to cover language learning, but we're also going to look at productivity, because I honestly believe, and this is one of the tutorials, it's only a short tutorial, but we included it in the online course, and it's a tutorial about just how to prepare better, you know? So every time you sit down, you're making it count. You're not just dilly-daddling, as we say in the UK. You're not just messing around. Every hour that you put into your preparation pushes you forward, because you are utilizing the whole 60 minutes. And this is exactly what this tutorial is going to share. Not only that, the productivity side, the tools, but also language learning tools as well, that you can kind of like integrate not only into your preparation, but into your everyday routines. And you can get closer to what we've been talking about in previous tutorials about, like, you know, that immersion experience, recreating that immersion experience. So you're continually surrounded by English, which obviously helps you progress faster and further with regards to your IELTS preparation, especially, you know, with your receptive skills such as listening and reading. But before we get into the tutorial, I want to share with you some exciting news. We've launched IELTSpodcast.com/live. IELTSpodcast.com/live. What is that? Well, every Monday, we are starting a free live training course for you, for IELTS podcast listeners. All you have to do is go to IELTSpodcast.com/live, sign up there. Every week we're doing live trainings with homework and with feedback sessions on the Friday. So what will happen is you sign up, you watch the tutorials, you get the homework, you send in your homework, and then on Friday at the end of the course, the final session, a live session, all of them will be live, we review your homework. So, you know, it's like what we've been saying on the tutorial, on the podcast since forever, that, you know, one thing is getting the exam skills, which would be like watching the videos or whatever, just watching the course with me. And then the second thing is getting that feedback, which helps you, you know, implement what you've learned correctly, gives you that guidance. So I want to see every single one of you on those live trainings, you know. And it's also a good opportunity for me and you to connect, because afterwards we can do some Q&A sessions as well. So IELTSpodcast.com/live. Now, one final thing before we get into the tools for today. Maybe this is the first time you are listening to IELTS Podcast, and you might be wondering, who is this guy, Ben, talking to me right now? Well, it's a totally legit question. My name is Ben Worthington, and I'm from the north of England. I left England almost 20 years ago to study Spanish and to graduate from my dual award degree program. And I did graduate, and I got fluent in Spanish, and I decided to stay in Spain. I was having a good time, and I was looking for work. The only jobs that were available were teaching English. So I became one of those people who think that they're qualified to teach English just because they're a native English speaker. But I was only like that for maybe a month, because I quickly realized, one, I really enjoy teaching, and two, I can't mess around, you know, this is serious. So after a while, I specialized in IELTS. How did I specialize? Well, I launched IELTS Podcast by interviewing all the experts I could find. I put the knowledge If it worked, I tested it on my students. If it worked, I put it into the online course, Jump to Band 7, or it's free. And yeah, you can find that course at IELTSpodcast.com. And that's where we are today. You know, eventually I started releasing my own podcast. We still have interviews with other ex-IELTS examiners and language professionals, you know. And every now and again as well, I'll do my own podcast if I think I've got something of value, like today. And I definitely do. So let's jump into today's tutorial. Number one on my list is FocusMate. Now, I've included this amazing website because I use it every single day. And what you do is it's incredibly powerful, and it's definitely helped me. And it's not for learning languages, although you could possibly use it for that. But what happens is you go to that site, you register, and you book a time slot, for example, I don't know, 1 o'clock until 1:50. Now they do 25-minute slots as well. But you book a slot, and it pairs you with somebody else who wants to work. And then once you start, it says, you get paired with that person. It sets up a live Zoom call, a link with them. You use their software, and it's like, hello there, Shaif, or hello there, Mohammed, whatever. What are you working on today? Mohammed says, okay, I've got to prepare for my supply chain logistics exam that I have on Friday. Okay, what are you working on, Ben? Well, I have to make a podcast about the top 10 tools for self-study students, for example. Okay, and what happens is you say, okay, good luck with that. Then you both mute yourself and you work, and you can see them working and they can see you. And what happens, especially with me personally, I'll go to reach my phone to look at WhatsApp, and I'll be like, nah, actually, I'm in a FocusMate session. I'm going to make the most of this. I'm going to get my head down. You know, so this is incredibly powerful. If you're a student, you know, and you're sitting down and you want to write that IELTS essay, but you've got that monkey mind and you just keep bouncing and you're like, ooh, I'll just check Messenger. Ooh, I'll just check WeChat, whatever. And this just helps you focus, and it just keeps you focused. And, you know, afterwards, once the session ends, you tell each other how you did. And it's like, yeah, I did really well. Okay, well done, Shaif. Good luck for the next session. You know, and you just get that feedback. You tell the other person how you did. And then you've got 10 minutes free, and then you book another session. It's just incredibly useful. I think you get 3 or 4 sessions a week on the free plan. Or you sign up and it's $5 a month, which is ridiculously cheap, I think, for the amount of value you get. I've told other friends about this, told other students, and I see they're using it like 30, 40 hours a week of just productive sessions. Now, the next point is Brain FM. This is a useful tool, a very useful tool. And what I will do, and I'm just going to talk about meditation first, okay? Because I've always meditated. When I started maybe 10 years ago, it was seen as woo-woo, which means a bit spooky, a bit new age, a bit hippie. But it's gradually becoming mainstream. And this tool, Brain FM, for me personally, it's just incredibly powerful. And what you do is you just put your headphones on and you choose, do I want focus music? Do I want meditation music? Do I want relaxation music? Personally, I only use it for the meditation. I don't use the occasionally I'll use the focus. But meditation just helps you get that focus, makes your sessions productive. Okay, I meditate as soon as I open my eyes every morning, not every morning, most mornings, and I'll try and do another 10-minute session before sitting down to work for the day. Incredibly useful. And other students have said, yes, I meditate a lot, or I do yoga, and this really helps me with my focus for difficult tasks such as the reading exam or the listening exam, where you definitely need to maintain your focus. So have a look at that. That's available at Brain. I'll just put into Google Brain FM. It's brain.fm. It's like super simple, straightforward way to get into meditation. And as I said, I've been using it since it launched 4 or 5 years ago. The next one I want to tell you about is Audible. Now, Audible is pretty good because you can listen to subjects that are interesting for you. And this is especially useful if you want to get into a subject. Like, personally, I'm fascinated by linguistics, and I can just download, I think I downloaded something like a 40-hour Audible book about the history of language, you know? And it's I could not get that quality of information from other sources. And the good thing about it being an audiobook, it's all organized. It's not casual like the radio. It's organized and it's succinct. It's been thought about way in ahead. And the audiobook I got was a lecturer, so he was quite good with his narration, and he made it interesting. And I just thought it's just a really good resource. So if you're into computer engineering, for example, you can find an Audible book about that and listen to it. And also, you can link it up with your Kindle, which is one thing I'll mention later. And you just get that increased retention. So if it's information that you want to retain, listening to it and reading at the same time is an incredibly powerful tool. Now, another tool that I'll mention very briefly is BBC Radio. Mohammed talked about this the other week. He's the student who got, I think, overall band 8. He said one of the reasons he scored so high in the listening, I think it was 8.5, was that he was always listening to the radio. And this is the tip he shared with me that I'm going to pass on. Whatever country you are in, you can just go to the BBC website, or just put into Google BBC Radio, and it will tell you the frequency to tune into. Now, you can listen to the radio on your phone, just get a radio app, or you can listen to it on your car, or you could just go to BBC and download a load of podcasts on subjects that are interesting to you. Now, one other thing, when you are listening, you do not have to understand every single word. Give yourself permission to only understand 80, 60, 70% of it. At the moment, as you may have heard, I'm learning Hungarian. And I probably understand about 10% of what I hear and listen to, but it doesn't stop me. Okay, maybe it's not the highest and best use of my time, but I'm giving myself permission. I'm just getting familiar with the language. Now, next tip or next resource I want to give you before I get onto the cheeky one or the shady one. The next one is TimerTab. Again, this is going back to productivity. TimerTab is just one of those insanely useful tools. It costs zero. It's timer-tab.com. And this just goes back to, it's something similar to BrainFM, but it's a productivity tool. It's basically the Pomodoro technique where you set the timer, it counts down. So for example, maybe I want to research language podcasts. So I'll put in the timer 20 minutes, and now I'm just going to blast this task for 20 minutes. In your case, maybe you just want to do 20 minutes reading on a subject that you're not so fond of, that you're not so familiar with, to help you come up with ideas for the writing or for the speaking, for example. So you just say, okay, set the timer tab, 20 minutes, I'm just going to research crime, for example. And my goal is just to look for vocabulary and ideas related to the subject of crime. Okay? And you just set that timer, and now for the next 20 minutes, that's your task. And when the timer stops, you're going to do it. Now, compare that with not using TimerTab, and you'll be like, okay, I'm just going to study crime. When do you stop? When you get bored, okay? when do you stop? When you get distracted. When do you stop? When you get a message on WhatsApp or WeChat. And it's not that productive. It's not that effective. Whereas if you just do the timer tab, you're just going to focus. Your brain just zones in onto that task, and you're going to make the most of it. So I strongly recommend this. And this is a tool for self-study students, because when you are self-study, you're probably not going to be in a classroom, so you don't have the teacher to focus on. You are the master of your own time, so you've got to make every minute count. Also, I'm guessing if you're a self-study student, you're probably working full-time or part-time, or at least studying full-time as well, on some other area in your life. So studying for IELTS, you've got to make every minute count. That's why Focus Mate and Timer Tab are incredibly valuable tools. Now the next one, this is a bit shady, I think, but I've been using it every day since I discovered it. It's called 12foot.io, 12foot.io. And it's basically 12, the numbers, 1, 2, F, T, the letters, F, T, dot, I, O. And what this does is rather cheekily, it removes the paywall for premium websites. It's genius. And it's, I think 12ft.io stands for 12-foot ladder, as in a ladder that's 12 foot or, I don't know, 4 meters or whatever, as in you're going to climb over the paywall that the site enacted. And I use this for ft.com, which is Financial Times. I tested it on economist.com as well. And I've recommended economist.com before because of the daily chart, where you can just check the daily chart and you can get typical academic task one reports about graphs of the day. So it might, or graphs of the week. So it might show oil output. It might show education levels in the developing world. You know, and it gives you that an amazingly rich summary. And it's basically how you should be writing for academic task one. I've recommended it in the past, but it's quite difficult to reach because of the paywall. However, with this site, 12foot.io, you can reach it and you can get there and you don't have to worry about the paywall. And same for ft.com. So yeah, amazingly useful, amazingly valuable. It just makes your life easier. The next tool is Spreeder. This is a Chrome extension, Spreeder. This is incredibly useful. First of all, what is it? Hopefully you may have guessed, it's for people who want to speed read, which is quite a useful skill. It's one of the skills, one of the reading skills that's helpful for the IELTS reading exam, but also it's incredibly useful for just consuming a lot of information quickly. Going back to our research idea of, you know, I'm going to research, what is it, the topic of crime for my IELTS task 2 essays. Because whenever I write an essay about crime, my mind goes blank. So what am I going to do? I'm going to follow Ben's advice and I'm going to put into Google or whatever, I'm going to find online some articles about crime. Now, because I find it incredibly boring, this topic, I'm just going to copy-paste them. Maybe I'll get a topic about crime from financialtimes.com, and I access that site using 12ft.io. I'll get my article, then I'll copy-paste it into the Spreeder Chrome extension, and what it's going to do is it's going to show me word by word, it's going to flash the whole article up onto the screen, word by word, super fast. And this is incredibly useful if your mind wanders while you're reading certain topics. Yeah? So your mind just goes off or you start opening up new tabs. With Spreeder, it's incredibly more challenging to leave the topic while the words are flashing up on the screen, okay? Because you just got to keep up with it. And you can blast through boring text very, very quickly. I use Spreeder a lot just to, as I said, consume a lot of information incredibly quickly. And you can change the settings. So you see 3 words at a time. You can see 1 word at a time. So, yeah. And as we've said in previous podcasts, when you're learning to speed read, adjusting your eye gaze so you read 3 words at a time instead of the typical one, it's an incredibly useful skill, and Spreeder helps you develop this skill. Okay, next tip, this is our next resource, is Quizlet. Quizlet is a great flashcard app. I'm using it myself. I used it for Spanish. I used flashcards for learning Spanish. I'm now like C1 level in Spanish. I'm using the flashcards for learning Hungarian. It's incredibly useful. And we've got, I'll post a link to the IELTS podcast Quizlet resources, and we've got topic specific vocabulary there. So you can learn the vocabulary terms in context. Incredibly useful. Again, it's a fast way you can do the quizzes. It's just a fast way of acquiring vocabulary. Now remember, as we've always said, when you're acquiring vocabulary, just make sure you're acquiring it in context. Otherwise, you might be later using the vocabulary that you've learned inaccurately and you could lose points. Next tip, our next resource is Toucan. Toucan is another Chrome extension. You can just put into your browser Toucan Chrome extension or language learning Chrome extension, Toucan, T-O-U-C-A-N. And what this does is it's one of those tools that just helps you get closer to your immersive experience. It makes it a little bit easier. So I know that when I'm reading in another language, it's not as easy as learning as reading in my own language. And you probably experience the same. So for example, imagine you are a Vietnamese student or a Chinese student. I'm pretty certain you find it much easier to consume information in your own language. And what Toucan does is let you consume. Maybe you're on a Vietnamese news website, for example. And what it will do is just pick out certain words and translate them into your target language. In our case, it's probably going to be English. And then the next time you read another article, you'll be reading it in Vietnamese or in Chinese, for example, and you'll see the translation of certain words that you've checked for previously. You'll see them in English. So it's kind of like small baby steps into immersing yourself into English. Now, why is this useful? Because one, you just sort of like attach it to your current routines. So you've probably got a routine where you go to your favorite websites every single morning and read the news or read or catch up on events. Maybe it's sports related and catching up on the Premier League or Formula One, whatever. Now you can read those articles in your own language, but you'll also get vocabulary terms translated into English while you're reading it. So you're just taking small baby steps into fully reading in English, which might happen further down the line. Incredibly useful. Again, it's free, it's easy to use, and incredibly helpful, and it's just productive as well. It's not a complete waste of time reading the articles in your own language with the view of preparing for IELTS. You know, you can read the articles in your own language and you can still get some benefit for IELTS. So as we say in the UK, you kill two birds with one stone. Number nine, IELTS podcast essay correction. Yes, this is a shameless plug, but this is an incredibly useful tool. Mohammed even said it on a previous podcast. He's the student who scored extremely high for his IELTS exam. How did he do it? Well, he was struggling with his IELTS writing. That was holding him back. He started investing in some essay corrections. He got them from his home country, from Egypt, and then he got some local ones from Kuwait. But they didn't work. The local ones did not work. He was not improving. Why? Because they didn't really, although he was getting his essay corrected by some professionals of the English language, still small little differences as to the use of certain vocabulary terms were not being sort of like, he didn't get that feedback. Whereas when he started preparing with us, with Ellen, she was giving him the feedback, he started to understand why he wasn't reaching the band 7. And then funnily enough, after 9 essay corrections, boom, he passes and he gets band 7. So this is incredibly useful for self-study students because you probably don't have the time or the luxury to go to a class. So what's the best use of your time? Well, if you're not going to go to a class, or maybe you're just a more modern, forward-thinking student who thinks classrooms are a bit outdated and you just want to get the essay correction, then our feedback's probably going to be very valuable to you. And as Mohammed said, it was like sitting there next to the tutor. Our video corrections guide you through it. So you see your essay on the screen and you'll hear the tutor talking you through it. Like, hey, this term is wrong because of X, Y, Z. You should probably use this term instead because it sounds more natural. Okay, so it's like a personal one-on-one class with the tutor. Now, if you think that would help you with your progress, with your IELTS preparation, then go to IELTSpodcast.com/essay-correction-service. Essay correction service. Okay, I'll just put into Google IELTS podcast essay correction service. There, buy a package with us and we can help you progress. We'll help you progress faster and more efficiently. You know, and then, you know, it all ties back to what we were saying before. What happens next? Well, when you've bought the pack of essay corrections, you're struggling to find time to or the motivation to write an essay, maybe. So you go to Focus Mate, you book a session, and then you tell your friend, your Focus Mate, you're going to tell your friend who you're studying with for that session, well, I'm going to write an essay in this session. Okay, good luck. You open up your inbox, you get the questions from us, you sit down, you write your essay, you email it to us, and then, you know, your session finishes. Or maybe you're just writing both sessions and you need to do it extra quickly, so you're using TimerTab as well. You write both essays, send them in to us, your session finishes, you feel good. Yes, I finished, I wrote my essay, thank you, how was your session? Beautiful. Okay, easy peasy lemon squeezy. Final resource, Cambridge exam books. These are incredibly useful. I recommend buying the books. Maybe you can find them on Amazon. If you go to our website, you'll find the links there. By the way, you'll find the links to all these resources that I'm sharing with you in the post. So just go to top 10 tools for self-study IELTS students. Put that into the Google, put IELTS podcast, and you'll find this post, find this tutorial with all the links. Now, the Cambridge books are good for three reasons. Number one, they are written by the same people who write the official IELTS test. So you're getting the authentic material. Number two, it's widely understood, widely believed, that these tests are harder than the real exam. So you are getting an extra level of preparation. You know, you're not going to gamble. If you're regularly getting band 7 with these books, then you're going to probably score. You're in safe hands when it comes to booking your exam. You're not gambling your test fee. You're not gambling your test. You're going to ace it. If you're scoring well in the books, then you're probably going to do well in the exam. Okay, number three. When you've got the books in front of you and you've got the answers, okay, what you can do is, one, do the test, figure out which area of the test you're losing points on, and just find more questions like that to work on. So maybe you're losing points on the final section of the reading exam. In that case, just do the final exam of the reading. Just do the final section of the next reading exams in your Cambridge books and save your time. Just focus on your weaknesses. And then the final super tip, which is I got from a very successful student of ours who's now on his way, probably in Canada. No, he was in Canada already. But he reverse engineered all these tests. He found out how the test was structured. He found out how the questions were, what's it called now? Is it, yeah, he found out how the questions were set up, you know, so he could recognize them in the exam. Because as I said, these probably are done by the, not probably, they are done by the same gang, the same group of people. And they're all using the same techniques to lead you into a question and then, oops, no, we're switching direction, we're changing lanes. It's actually this, that's the answer. Once you start reverse engineering, you can start spotting these sort of like questions before they appear. And this is an incredibly valuable skill, especially if you're going for band 8 or band 9. So that's another reason to get the books. Now, the list of books we are suggesting, you'll find the links on them in this post. Okay, now just one more bonus tool that I want to recommend. This is for students who probably live abroad or who are going abroad and need to get everything set up before you go abroad. The tool is wise.com, and this is super cheap, super economical. Transfers is super easy. I've been using this product for years now, and if you go to the post with all the links in, you will find that if you sign up with our link, you're going to get your first transfers free. It's just an incredibly economical way, and you're not going to get ripped off. You're not going to get ripped off by your bank, because I know if I do a transfer from my normal bank in the UK to another bank, I'm going to get hammered with charges. But if I use Wise, it's pennies, literally. Instead of like £20, it's something like £1.50 by just doing an internal transfer. So incredibly useful tool for saving money. And I'm pretty certain most IELTS students are internationally mobile. So little tricks like this can just help your money go further when you are abroad. So have a look at that. And that's it. And just one final thing. Remember, when you are preparing for IELTS, we are here to help you. We're going to help you get that band 7, get you to Canada, get you to Australia, get you working as a doctor in the UK. That's why we set up IELTSpodcast.com, to help you pass. So if you do need that extra help, you want your essay reviewed, then look at our essay correction service. If you're in a big rush, look at our online course, Jump to Band 7, or it's free. And ideally, come and join us on the live course. You know, we've got Q&A sessions. Those are starting every Monday, the live course training. You'll get feedback on your work, and that's available at IELTSpodcast.com/live. Have a great day. Thank you very much for listening.
For listening to IELTSpodcast.com.